Harley and JJ, a happily married couple from Ontario, Canada. We've been together for 16 years and married for 12. We're your regular couple next door, but our relationship is not necessarily an ordinary one. We enjoy boating, camping, beach time, hanging out with friends, but preferably in the nude. And sometimes we like to fulfill our sexual fantasies with like-minded people, if you know what I mean. Hopefully our journey will help you find that higher love. Our podcasts are very sex positive and therefore explicit in nature. It is intended for a mature audience only. So if you're under the age of 18, it's not meant for your ears. We're not professionals and don't give professional advice. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is based on our thoughts and opinions.
Hello, everybody. Here we are.
Hey.
Temptations
Hello.
Resort.
We are at TTR. Hi,
Marley
guys.
Welcome. Already talking.
Welcome.
Mr. and Mrs.
Welcome.
Naughty.
Very special.
I'm the up-and-coming Mr. Naughty, and I'm here tonight.
I already think you came a couple times.
I did come a couple times.
And Mrs. Naughty is like...
Mrs. Naughty is making her second appearance.
Right. So
ooh, yeah. That's what I was trying to get to before I got rudely cut off by everybody. This is my first appearance on
yes.
the show tonight.
But that is not Mr. Naughty's fault.
No.
It just hasn't happened.
Yeah.
And it's okay. We make up for it tonight.
That's right.
There you go. So Mr. Naughty is having his debut.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone.
And Mrs. Naughty... as good as she is at sucking cock,
oh,
does not know how to keep the mic in her mouth.
Sorry.
She needs to suck on it, but she doesn't think it's very nice with that
well,
cover on it.
The She's problem distracted. Is there's been a lot of sucking cock this week. So.
Right. And I still have my pants on.
My mouth isn't used to not having cock in it.
And the mic right. has a condom on it, so it's not that nice.
Like, Mrs. Naughty was so bad this afternoon, she actually went and got a hot dog off the barbecue.
Exactly.
Just couldn't deal with it anymore.
I couldn't deal with the fact that I couldn't have cock this afternoon because I had to do this podcast, so I had to get a hot dog.
Yeah. Right. So anyways,
we appreciated you guys took the time out of the day come and sit here with us and chat. I would like to welcome all our listeners to TTR today. And we are on day number 4, I believe, here. Well, kind of. We got here on Sunday and today's Wednesday. And we are on episode number 23, I believe. Is that true?
I can't remember.
Anyways, it's one of those episodes.
23 or 24.
And we are live, so to speak, at Temptations. And we are having a blast, don't we?
Absolutely, 100%. Right.
I cannot complain.
We all just, like, on our way up here to our temporary Temptation studio up the stairs... we decided that all of this is our kindergarten teacher's fault.
Yes.
That's right. Because we were going up the stairs, and what happened, Jake? What did you sing to me?
I don't know what I sang to you.
What did he sing to you?
The Care Bear Countdown? Was it the Care Bear Countdown?
Caring is sharing.
Right.
Right? Right? The Care Bear Countdown.
And I saw all of the stuff come out of his chest. It was like...
No, those are the Teletubbies.
No, the Care Bears do that.
No, the Care Bears do it.
Oh, right.
Yes.
I have stuff coming out of other places.
Well, that's good.
So the motto is... caring is sharing.
Right. I think that's the motto of the resort anyway. Absolutely. So I think that's a perfect motto.
Yeah, and it works for us. Yeah. We share everything.
Yes, we do.
Chopsticks.
Right. Yeah, that too.
Dinner.
Mm-hmm. Cocks.
Cocks. Right. Pussy.
Pussy.
Yeah, so speaking of that,
mm-hmm. right.
Mrs. Naughty has been extremely...
naughty?
caring.
Almost a little too caring, I think.
Somebody got in trouble.
Well, we're not going to talk about that.
I don't kiss and tell. Maybe I do.
But it's been a great week so far. And are you good?
Molly has issues with her little noppies in the ear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
we had to do some improvises. Yeah, we had to
improvise because we only have three proper headsets, and Marty was nice enough to say she takes the doppies.
Right.
So.
Anyways.
It's good. They're sitting there now.
All right. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, baby.
All right.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you too.
Mr. Naughty.
We're all there. So. No.
You take the lead because I got to laugh for a second.
I think you we all got to laugh.
You just have to keep going.
I got it. Yeah, I always keep sucking. That's not the problem. It's more the talking than the sucking that sometimes is
an issue.
Yeah,
don't talk with your mouth full.
Anyway,
don't
talk with your mouth full. Let's circle back. We were talking about Mrs. Naughty, and JJ had something to say. What do you have to say about Mrs. Naughty?
That you're a very caring person.
She's a very caring individual on a lot of penis, I find.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She was bad girl. And JJ said earlier, we're not going to talk about it, but I think we need to talk about it for a second.
Let's talk about it. But we can't talk about it too long.
Okay.
Because Mrs. Naughty and I decided that I need to lick her pussy before we go have dinner.
Yeah, so. Okay. Right. That's
we have
fine.
Reservations at 8. So.
Yeah, but we still need to do the podcast first, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think Mr. Naughty should tell us what Mrs. Naughty was up to the other day. Why was she such a bad little girl?
Which situation are we talking about?
Oh, here? We're talking about the
Mr. Scotland?
Yeah, Mr. Scotland situation. Yeah. Tell our listeners what Mrs. Naughty was up to.
Well, she seemed to see this guy in the pool that she thought was rather delicious looking.
Well, he was fucking delicious looking. I gotta agree.
Delicious. And yeah. When that accent came out,
oh my God. I yes. know. So then what?
So I looked at her and I said, well, I'm way better looking than him. But, you know.
We all fucking agree with that anyways, yeah. Right? So.
All right. So I'm like, if you want to really take that for a spin, take her for a spin.
So he was single.
Yeah.
And all of the girls in the pool wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the hottest part about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're like, oh, look at that guy over there.
Mm-hmm.
And all the girls wanted him. But who got him?
Mrs. Naughty. But that's what it's all about, though, right?
Right.
So you told me that you went to the room with him.
I did.
And that he
let's just talk about this first. Number one, because it's very, very important, because as a swinger couple, I always checked with my husband to make sure it was okay.
Right.
And Mr. Naughty said, you know what, sweetie, if you want to do this, mm-hmm. you go for it, right?
Take him for a ride.
Right? So, yeah, we
agreed.
Went
agreed.
Yes.
He just said it.
It's very important.
No, and that is very important.
Mr. Naughty, yeah. The care bear over here.
Yeah, because he was like caring and sharing at the time.
Well, and that's what we discussed before we came here too, if we would ever be in a situation where we would meet somebody and I would want to go with some guy alone because you're not into her or whatever, then the most important is it just to... You know, make the little announcement and say, I'm off for a moment. See you later.
Well, and Mr. Naughty and I were hanging out the other day for a bit while you guys were, I'm talking Marley and Mrs. Naughty were, I don't know, they were dancing, I think. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Naughty said to me, you know when I love my wife the most? When I can't have her.
Right. Is that so?
There's a possibility.
Oh.
Well, and I agree with that.
Yes.
But I don't think that it's necessarily that you can't have her or that you love her more in that moment. But it just makes you go like, fuck, like, you know, like it makes you feel good that somebody else wants your wife.
Yeah,
and that,
obviously.
And that you're man enough or woman enough, whatever you know, whichever side of the fence you're on in that case,
mm-hmm.
to let go of the one that you love. It's a real turn on, right?
But everyone, you also have to realize that there are threats out there too.
Oh, right. Sure.
So it's not like, myself and JJ, we went and we talked to the gentleman at hand and we discussed everything with him. And
right.
He was not a threat. So
no. And that's, I think, really important.
It is very important.
Yeah, you don't just let your better half go with some dude and you don't know where the hell she's going with him. And
well, we don't.
And you know what was fantastic? It wasn't just like my husband, but I also had JJ looking out for me. So between all of us, you know, we kind of like scoped the situation out, figured out that he wasn't a bad dude. He wasn't like somebody who was a total, you know,
douchebag, right?
You know, unrespectful and stuff like that. So
he was very well dressed, so that should mean something, right?
yeah, shorts
in the pool.
Great.
In the pool, yeah. But I mean,
but
at
he was
the end
well
of the
put
day.
Together. He was well put together is the best way to describe it because he was very coiffed and had a nice presence about him.
Exactly. But at the end of the day,
he could flex his boobs too. Like, I don't know.
He did that the whole time.
I'm still trying to figure out how I've been doing it every time in the morning since.
And you thought, you know, trying like all these exercises to flex your boobs.
Yeah, like I really need to flex my boobs because I think that would make me hotter.
But at the end of the day, this was basically your first hot wife thing sort of experience.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Where she takes off with somebody else. You know that she's with somebody else. And you were in the pool chatting with people and whatnot.
Who's not a swinger?
Who's not a swinger?
No, it was my first experience with somebody who I've took off with somebody else, but it's not a part of a couple.
Right.
It's right.
It was a single guy.
And I think that's what makes a big difference, right?
It wasn't a single guy. It was a single dude.
Right.
Dude.
Single dude.
Single
Scottish dude.
Right.
Well, and the thing is that that happened, and it wasn't anything, well, I mean, you had a spectacular experience, but it was quick.
It was very fast, but it was perfect because for me, I didn't want it to linger. I just wanted to go get her done.
Have fun.
But you know what was really... It was very, the whole experience was very unexpected because when we got there, I kind of felt like it was, I had in my mind that there was a certain expectation that he was going to be like, okay, you know, like we're going to do A, B, and C,
mm-hmm.
but it never happened A, B, and C. It was 100% off the cuff, like very raw, very like, oh, I'm going to do this to you and... Like
you said, it was almost a little bit 50 Shades feeling.
It was a little 50 Shades feeling.
Right.
Without being tied up, it was very like, put your foot here and I'm going to
do this to you.
Yeah. And, you know, like.
So he was a very dominant personality.
Very
Even
dominant.
Even though when I spoke with him before this happened,
right.
He was very, to me, and
he
this
didn't
goes,
come across that way.
No, but this goes to show you how you can't judge a book by its cover, right?
Because
he's a cool-looking dude.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Right? He's sexy.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Mr. Naughty looks like as if he doesn't really agree.
What would you like
to
say,
no.
Mr.
He's
Naughty?
More like a... I don't know if Richard Gere is Scottish.
But
he was like a Richard Gere-ish Scottish dude.
Yeah,
totally.
Kind of like that, right?
Like I don't even know if my hair could last that long in the pool.
No, but
I have no idea what he uses in that hair.
It stays the same way all the time.
Yeah.
But you know why, Mr. Naughty? He doesn't have a wife occupying the bathroom for an hour and a half in the morning.
Right.
No, because he's a single dude.
He's a single dude.
So he spends that hour and a half. Okay.
Right. And he gets his hair absolutely perfect.
But he, you know, it was like, I thought he was a great dude. So you take off with him, right?
Right. And I checked with everybody and made sure it was okay. And because another thing is for everybody is like when you do something like that, you want to make sure you got six, right? So you basically are like, okay, this is where I am. This is where I'm going. So that if you kind of have like people wondering or making sure that you're okay. Right?
Exactly. So,
you don't just go do it and not tell anybody.
Yeah, you don't want 911 on your speed dial. You want the SEAL team.
Because you still don't know.
No.
I mean, but...
So I had six security guys sitting outside the door the whole time to make sure everything was good.
Exactly. Yeah, she just doesn't realize that. That's right. You called them off when she was done. Like, okay. She didn't know. Exactly.
As soon as you hear them finish, leave.
Right. What caught me off guard for myself personally, and this is probably news to all of you, well, okay. Not to you,
okay,
is that it almost turned me on as much when you do it. Well, I shouldn't say almost. It turns me on as much when you do it as when Marley does it. And that's what it really struck me that I'm like,
Mrs. Naughty's my, off.
Like, well, I never have done a hot wifing situation like that.
No, but like knowing like the whole compersion thing with you is what I love.
We have done it kind of when I was with you, Mr. Naughty, alone.
Right.
And then came back to you the next day and that turned you on.
Right, but the whole concept of
The concept like is the same. It's just not that he's a stranger, right? And in your case, the guy was
a stranger.
Kind of a stranger. I mean, you got to know him a little bit in the pool, blah, blah, blah. Like, you guys talked to him, so it wasn't like a total...
20 minutes.
Right, but not... Yeah, it was all pretty... It was all pretty quick, but I mean, that what gave it that whole hot and really steamy, naughty, dirty,
so
little...
So the funny thing was, is I
slutty
kind of thing. Marley about it, and you know, I was just saying to her, like, this guy, like, there's all these girls that are surrounding this guy.
Well, he was a real, like, hot item.
He was the item of the day. Mm-hmm. And he came in fresh, and there was a bunch
of meat, very fresh fresh meat.
And you know, it was his first day there, and I'm like, oh my god. So what I said to Marley was like, I don't think I'd ever get that guy, right? Like, he seems like off the cuff, like way out there. There's no way that he would ever go for anyone. But here's the thing.
Now it comes.
Right? And it all is about how you are. And
right. Like your attitude and your confidence.
And your sexual attitude, your confidence and everything.
But you found out, too, that I thought he was way younger than us.
I know.
I thought he was like... I don't know, thirties, max, mid-30s.
52.
Exactly.
Unbelievably fit and, you know, took care of himself. And, you know, it was a little shocking, but that was when I really got to know him. So overall, he was a very kind gentleman. He was dirty. However, he was very respectful.
He was. And now you got to tell our listeners how this whole thing made you feel. Because there was a little bit of an after story. Because that same night, you were with JJ. Mm-hmm. And I think we were all four together, not? Was that night?
Yeah,
it started off that way.
Yeah, we were all four together. And then,
Mr. Naughty
took
Marley for a ride.
Went across the road because we have rooms right next to each other, which is really handy.
Yes.
Well, we're neighbors.
We're neighbors again.
We had to be neighbors.
We're even neighbors at Temptation.
In Cancun. It was very, very important because... It's very convenient.
Exactly. So
because
then
we're
now
care bears and we share everything.
We share and care.
Now JJ got to tell you got to tell the story of what happened when you guys got back together after this little hot wifing episode of Mrs. Naughty.
So the listeners know that I have a hot wife fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I would get hit by that freight train if it happened.
Right, you were always worried about that.
Well, meaning a hot wife situation where you go out on a date by yourself and do your thing.
Do my thing.
But this was kind of a hot wife situation with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like I was sitting at home watching TV. And, you know, you take off, whatever. Like, this was pretty quick. But fuck, did it turn me on. And the thing is that the both of you are just dirty little fucking sluts in a good way. Right? Or you can be.
We can be, yeah.
We can be.
And whatever happened in the afternoon with, you know, Mr. Highland Games over here.
Mr. Highland Games.
Right? Mrs. Naughty went out and did her thing, and it kind of just like, well, that's what it is, right? So then we ended up in the room together, the four of us, mm-hmm. at Mr. and Mrs. Naughty's room, which is across the hall from where we are, and we were having a drink, and, you know, one thing leads to another. But I was extremely turned on by the idea of what you did, Mrs. Naughty. So we ended up in bed together with the four of us, and then we kind of like, you know,
separated.
And I think that Mrs. Naughty and I never had sex like that before, in the sense that I was like, just like so turned on by what you did.
Right.
And I never talked to you like that because it was never.
So what did you say to her then?
Well, I called her a dirty slut, and I told her that, you know, she couldn't get enough cock and like all this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
I agree.
But I think that it turned you on too, because it's like we had great sex, but it was a mind fuck.
Oh, for sure.
Like physically it was great, but I was getting in your head.
100%.
I would like to say something at this point.
Yeah, let Mr. Naughty speak.
Yeah, I think it's important.
This is totally off the cuff. I'm sorry, we're not doing the sexual thing at this point, but I just want to say that it's been a long 18 months, and for you, those of you out there, COVID, we never thought that COVID played a big role in what's going on in our life, but it did, and it finally took to be able to come out to TTR and basically reset things for us.
Right.
Everybody thinks that their daily life, everything is good and such, but... It has taken a toll. So those of you, if you found that your sex life has slowed down and stuff like that, like we're over the hump now. I know there's a new variant out there or whatever the hell you want to call it, but I think that we're back on track to being sexual again.
Exactly.
I totally agree. More sexual than we have been is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So what's Mr. Naughty's take on Mrs. Naughty's little adventure?
I thought it was absolutely fantastic.
I think he loved it.
I did.
Yeah.
I am very much into Mrs. Naughty having a cock other than mine in her mouth.
But you also got to now say, and that's what you, Mrs. Naughty, told me, that also you guys, after we then split up, I mean, we had quite good sex that night, I gotta say.
I heard that there was like, I think he was super turned on by Mrs. Naughty going with the Scottish guy.
I think he was super turned on.
I think with the windows being open, I think the whole resort heard how I was taking care of Mrs. Marley.
I know, I was pretty, pretty turned on. And I think you were too. And then... You guys, I think we went for dinner after or something.
We did. We had dinner and then we went to Bash.
And then you guys, at the end of the night, got into it.
Yes.
And I think you guys had an amazing fuck session was like mind-blowing. That's what you told me.
I did. It made me feel so like... dirty, but also sexual, and like it just opened me right up, and then it just allowed me to just be so 100% sexual with Mr. Naughty.
Exactly.
Because Mr. Naughty and I had mind-blowing sex that night. It was
more important
than Mr. Highland Games, okay?
Or so. JJ.
Or JJ, exactly.
No, it really is. We're sitting here and we're having a pretty sexual talk without going into too many details. Yeah. But at the end of the day, all of our listeners know that we have a really good relationship with the four of us.
We do.
But Mr. Naughty and Mrs. Naughty are number one.
Yes.
And for Marley, each other.
JJ and Marley and I are number one.
Right. Absolutely.
For sure.
But we share all of this, and I think that we lift each other up, because the best part about this is that the three of us, meaning Marley, Mr. Naughty, and myself, we were your cheerleaders.
You were like cheering me on.
We were.
You can do this, girl. Yeah.
We totally were. And right? we, so, I mean, we knew.
Make me proud.
how you felt about, you both felt a little bit in a down dip, what your sexual relationship is concerned. And already before we came here, we were talking about it. And you said, Mr. Naughty, I'm talking to Mr. Naughty right now. I know nobody can see you. I'm talking to him. You said that you are really hopeful that this trip will reset.
Right. It's not that there's not passion.
There was always passion and there was always love. But
the thing is, Mrs. Naughty and I, we are very sexual people.
Right.
And
really?
Very much so.
I just thought you knew how to cook a mean steak.
I can do that too.
Red wine.
No, but you know, and that shows you, listeners, that if you have issues in your relationship, it doesn't matter how good, bad, or whatever it is, try to find a way to get out of it. And I think for you guys, this whole trip, and you've been here before, so you obviously knew what this does to your relationship.
Yes.
It just gives you a new,
fresh,
I don't know what to call it, like almost a
reset.
Kick.
A reset.
I would say it's a reset.
A reset.
Oh, absolutely.
And all of a sudden you're like, holy shit, I love this guy. Oh my God, I want to fuck him all the time. Where before, it wasn't that you don't love each other anymore, but you're just getting into this, I kind of want to, but I'm kind of too tired, and I'm kind of too this, and kind of too that.
Well, I mean, this place is definitely sexually charged.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, and I think that's a good segue, because, you know, temptation as a whole, I've been coming here longer than all of you, and it's something that, you know, different from Hedo, it is sexually charged. However, there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of energy.
Oh, for sure.
You know, at temptation, or what people call it.
I think any type of an adult lifestyle minded resort is sexually charged, because I mean, we've met some fans here at the show.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Hi guys, we're here.
So happy we met you all, and you know who you are. We're not going to name any names.
No, but they celebrate.
But they also know our names.
They do.
In real life.
They
do. So please,
I'm actually not
spread
disappointed.
Those names.
I was going to get a shirt made up for Temptation saying, you know, I'm Mrs. Naughty.
Right. We were all going to do that at
Higher
first.
Higher Love and You in the back.
Somehow right. That didn't work out anymore, but anyway. I'm sure we have another chance.
Well, we met multiple fans of the show, but this particular couple just celebrated their 30th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to him yesterday at the pool, and he told me that maybe 25 years ago or whatever, him and his wife and his best friend, I don't know the details, but...
They were swinging a little one.
Yeah, so they're not necessarily unaware of the lifestyle, but they haven't been in it.
Right.
And they came to Temptation. They approached you on one of the social media sites that we're on. We met them here, which is great.
Yeah.
They're not in the mix of the action, but that's what I think is so great about Temptation, is that unlike Hedo, and I'm not comparing.
No.
I think this is an awesome place for vanilla people to explore. Whatever.
We're going to call them mocha.
Yeah, mocha, vanilla, whatever, to come and explore what it's all about, right?
Yeah, without pressure.
Right, and that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely sexually charged. I mean, the entertainment, what's happening at the pool and stuff. I mean,
but I do know, I think also couples like that don't necessarily want to swap partners, they don't want to swing, they still get a lot of sexual charge out of the whole atmosphere and take it into their own hotel
room.
Oh, yeah,
and they go back into the room and they fuck like banshees.
Exactly.
But that's why we're here.
And that is that is just a different approach on a resort like this. And that's the nice thing. There's just so many different people with different ideas and different ways of enjoying the lifestyle. And I think there is a spot for everybody here, and everybody can have a really great time. So
absolutely.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
So Is there anything else we want to tell our listeners?
Well,
I think
we could also talk about the massage we had.
Well, I was going to get there. Yes. Like, there's a lot. I would highly recommend the massage if you guys ever come out here.
I would have to say I had movement.
It was really good.
So
it was really nice.
There is this beautiful place right on the beach, and they do massages. And so Mr. Naughty and I, we went before JJ and Marley arrived.
Just to put this out there, Mr. and Mrs. Naughty arrived here Friday.
Correct.
We arrived here on Sunday.
So we thought, you know, we're going to check this place out. And away we went, and it's right off the beach, and it's literally three steps away from the resort.
But it's connected to Temptation. Or is it kind of a separate entity, that whole massage?
I'm not 100% sure. I think that they are independent, but...
Okay.
But and there's also, like, all of the possible couples massages you could get here right on the resort, like, inside the actual resort.
I heard somebody told me today they had a massage inside.
Yes.
And they had a happy ending.
Yes.
So here's the thing.
Holy shit.
This is what I heard.
I heard it too.
So if
Mrs. Naughty, you have to be careful with what you say, because this is also a very private place.
Right. So the thing is, I think it's all about the situation and depending on the person, but.
Well, Mrs. Naughty can get a happy ending anytime.
Right.
So let's just talk about that. So, I'm a very, like, if you touch me and, like, you know, Mr. Naughty always teases me and he blows on me and says, and then it's like, oh, you think you're going to have an orgasm? Yep, maybe I will. So anyway, when we went there a couple of days ago, I had this masseuse and, you know, we did a couple's massage. It's just the two of us.
Right.
So I'm very, I guess you would say, mental and in my mind
fucking mental,
yeah,
right.
I know. So
oh,
in my
that's
mind,
not what you meant.
I'll close my eyes and when I close my eyes I can just, like, if somebody's rubbing me, then I will definitely get very aroused. And what happened is I went for this massage and she kept rubbing me, and I'm like, stop, because if you keep going, something's going to happen.
You know, I was laying there today, I thought
were
about
you thinking
that.
Thinking about me?
Yeah.
So, anyways.
But I couldn't look over.
I know.
And I was like, oh.
Because you were trying to concentrate on yourself.
Well,
right?
That, and I couldn't, because, I mean, first you have your face in that ring.
Right.
And then you turn over, and they basically put like a
so they're rubbing you with oil.
On.
Not only are they rubbing you with oil, okay? They're rubbing you. They're rubbing your inner thigh. They're lifting mm-hmm. your legs. They're going, like, very, very close to your genital area.
Yes.
And
the
ass, the boobs. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I had like three orgasms the first time. And that's only because me, mentally, when I close my eyes, I can have, and I just, you know, try not to make anybody notice that this was happening. Where it's like, it's not like I'm going to go, oh, right?
No. And then you don't even want to move,
no,
but you kind of have to. It's so hard.
No, but like my pussy just started like throbbing. Right? Like, yeah. Like throbbing. And I'm like, oh my God. So then she does it again, throbbing. And I'm like, oh my God. Like this is, so once you start, then it just continues because she keeps rubbing you. And I'm like, stop it.
So did you do that again today?
So today it was only two.
Oh.
And I think the reason why it was only two instead of three was because the rain. So it started to pour rain.
Poor
like
rain,
really,
yeah.
Really hard today.
I really like that, by the way, today, the rain.
Oh, yeah. So today, instead of just the couple's massage with Mr. Naughty and I, the four of us decided to go.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cute.
It
was
cute.
Very
cute.
Let him tell that story. So Mr. Naughty's going to say the story.
Yeah.
So everybody knew that from previous that Mrs. Naughty and I were together. And then JJ and Marley came. And Mrs. Naughty was two doors down from me. And Mrs. Marley was right beside me, and the girl's like, oh, would you like to be beside your wife? And I said, well, this is my wife.
And then she and they all started laughing.
They were all like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Wife number two.
I think you said, this is my wife too.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you right? did.
And then they were like, oh, okay. And then it was all kind of cute, and everybody thought it was awesome. Which well, it was.
Yeah.
It was basically JJ and Mrs. Naughty, and then I, and then Mr. Naughty. So that was kind of our role that we were laying there.
Girls in the middle, yeah.
Well, and that is another great segue.
To?
The fact that we can be ourselves here.
Right.
Yeah.
That is so nice.
Yeah. We like, can just be. We don't have to worry about
I
other
mean,
people.
I mean, Mrs. Naughty and I have walked off to go get drinks, and we'll hold hands and like... Well, I mean, you met some guys here that came for a day pass or whatever, right?
Right.
And you were chatting with them about this podcast and about like the whole situation or whatever. So Mrs. Naughty and I were standing together with another girl.
Yeah.
And one of the two guys came up to me and is like, well, are you going to take them home? I'm like, well, her for sure, because that's my girlfriend. And he goes, well, who's that? I'm like, well, that's a girl I'd like to take home with me. And he goes, well, then who the fuck is that? Well, that's my wife.
Right.
What? Like, people that walk in here and see the way we interact with each other have no idea what the situation is. No, and it's just amazing how we can be ourselves here, where people actually have no fucking idea who belongs to who or who's what or whatever, right? Like,
oh, it was actually funny. Before we came up here, you said hello to a couple. I don't know how you met them.
I don't know either.
The people that we just met out by the loungers before we came up here.
Yes, I'm trying to think back.
Anyways,
you kind of met them before, I guess. And they were like, and I was with you and Mrs. Naughty was with JJ, still getting a drink or something. And then you introduced me to them, but you said, but that's not my wife, because it really looked to them
like
that,
you guys
that
were
what together. I am. Correct.
Right? So, whatever, doesn't matter, but it's kind of funny because I think to the outside world, because we are quite close and intimate and with each other and
but
friends.
Just to
and
butt in,
that.
It's very easy and natural in my opinion.
Well, that's what I mean. It's so natural that people might think that when we are somehow together by ourselves, that we belong together as husband and wife, and
right.
when you two are together, it's the same thing. So I'm just saying it's we have a very intimate and close and amazing connection that to the outside world, it's very hard to distinguish who right. is actually with who when we're separate.
But I think that's because it is so natural.
Yeah.
Like, I think there might, like, if we were trying to put on a show for shits and giggles,
way.
I think people would pick up on the vibe. Yeah. But I think that the vibe is so pure,
yeah,
if I can say it that way, that it doesn't. Like, it's so hard to explain. I can't explain it to people. Because
Hang on. So now I know exactly what you were talking about.
Oh, you didn't know what
I was
talking
about. I was
tracing
it back in my
head.
Yeah. And it was a couple that it's their first, basically, hours here.
Right.
That are from a guy that I know from the years of being here.
Oh, okay.
And he got them over because they were at another resort.
Oh,
I'm not going to mention the name because
no.
I don't want to bash anything.
No.
But he brought them here.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, what do you guys think? They're only here for like a couple hours.
All right.
Well, I don't even know why we booked over there.
Yeah.
And I'm going, okay, well, that's great because, you know, this is a fun, action-packed
right.
resort.
Wonderful resort.
And that was the same with those single guys that we met in the pool the other day.
Yeah, the people that couldn't figure out who belonged to who. They were at a different resort.
They were also at a different resort. Got
but
themselves
not
one
a
night
lifestyle
here.
Resort.
No, not a lifestyle resort. Got themselves one night here, and they both said, oh, we wish we would have booked this right from the start.
Yeah. And I think, you know, this is a great segue. I think we should talk a little bit because I think it's important for everybody to understand, like, this resort. It's a question I get a lot. I get a lot of people asking me, you know, I'm a repeat person who comes to Temptation. And, you know, I haven't been to Hedo. I've been to Desire. And, you know, what to expect. And the biggest thing is like, I know we were talking a little bit about how it's like, oh, it doesn't really matter because, you know, this could be a person that I'm with right now. This is my boyfriend. This is my husband, whatever it may be. So I've noticed a big change in openness. I think that there's a lot more lifestyle people here. I believe that not only lifestyle, but there's also, you know, in the gays and stuff like that. There's, you know, several like male couples that are here. So it's very open, very free. Mm-hmm. I am so happy to see that when I see, you know, two guys together and they're very, very happy having a wonderful time with no judgment. And that's what makes this place so special.
Absolutely.
It really does.
Yeah.
And so, I've seen both.
Right.
Yeah. I think. And I haven't asked because I don't care.
You're like, are those two girls together or can I take them home?
It's a BOGO. That's what I love
two
about.
Two girls together you see all the time because all the girls
right,
you seem
right.
to
all
be
the
bi,
girls are making out. They're all making out.
Making out anyway, so you can't really
It's not even that, guys. Like, those who are in the lifestyle now and who have been in the lifestyle, or even if you're not, or you're thinking about getting into it, the world is becoming much more accepting.
Yeah.
Thank God or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
And I also feel like
I don't feel like a leper hardly anymore going around.
No.
I like to have sex with other
people
that my wife is totally okay with what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the great thing about a resort like this, 100%.
100%. So I think it's important for everybody to know it's fun, it's classy, it's sexy, it's high energy, like the highest energy that you could possibly think of. You know, if you're in your 20s and you're thinking, oh, let's go to spring break, this is what it is. It is spring break on steroids, but it's for adults only.
Exactly. I was going to say, I think spring break sucks compared to this.
I know. Because this is like, 20, this is a sexually charged spring break.
Right.
So it's like, you know, costumes and beautiful. I mean, the ladies at night are absolutely
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Everybody.
Like, there is not a lack of beauty in this resort at all.
But it's all very lighthearted.
Yes.
But to get back to your spring break. No, I think this is an important thing to mention. You said, well, when you're in your 20s, you want to go to spring break.
Yeah.
I like to think that I've had some pretty wild and amazing sex
in
my life. I would say, well, I'm not a spring chicken. I'm not 20.
No, we're not.
But I'm
20.
Not old.
No.
But we are sexually experienced.
100%.
And people that come here have a way better experience in their 40s and 50s
than
people do
younger.
In their 20s, right?
Right.
Because they know what they want. They know what they like. They're not afraid. And I think that makes a huge difference.
But that's also evolution, guys. That's evolution from, you know, me being a caveman, that's my woman when we're 20 years old and like, that's it.
Yeah.
Her and I.
Yeah. And if a guy comes, I knock him in the face when a guy looks at my girl just, you know, the wrong way, right? That's what 20 years old do.
As you start to get older, you realize, you know what? I'm not so ooga booga anymore.
And, you know, and I don't want to take this guy outside because it's fucking cold out.
Maybe me and the other caveman can share my cave.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that. You know, it's just, it's all about evolving, guys. And that's what the LS is all about.
It is.
Well, and the LS is so versatile. Like, you can be who you want to be, do what you want to do who you want to do, without really any judgment. Because it's like everybody's like, hey, I get it, you know? I know what it feels like to see my wife with another guy. I know what it feels like to go with another girl and leave my, you know what I mean? Right. Because it's all about the reclaiming at the end of it. And
right, you guys get back together, we get back together, and then
after your whole Highland Games episode with the Scottish guy,
yeah,
it felt to me, because I mean, it wasn't planned.
Don't make
but
everything about me here. Come on.
Oh, you're pretty fucking sexy. It's kind of hard not to. I know. No, but I mean, the sex that we had after that wasn't planned. It just happened.
No, it definitely was.
But
not
it sort of felt
but it
like I was
hot. It was like, reclaiming, oh my god, you. Like. There she was.
Dirty and little slut.
Dirty little girl.
Like, and I got to put you in your
put
place.
Put you in your place. That's right.
And well, I did, and you liked it. But the problem
right.
is
you
that
you put me in my place, and so did Mr. Naughty
right.
later at night, right? So they're but. Like, but how hot was it? How hot was it that I did that and that you,
oh,
you know,
fuck
felt
it.
So hot about the fact that I did that? And
my cock
so
was
Mr.
so
Naughty.
Hard, but you don't fucking listen because the next day you went and did it all over again with
well,
somebody else or
well,
somebody. I don't know.
You know, okay, so.
Hey, this is not about us right now.
Yeah,
this is just an episode. If you guys would want to hear, like, we'd have to start our own podcast up, I think.
Okay, like, so, okay, so day one, so. This is what we did. And
no.
Day two.
No, that's, I was just joking. I'm just saying, like, it's like we had.
We call it the TTR Diaries.
I said, to Mrs. Naughty, I said, while we were walking up the stairs one night, I said, you know what? We really need to keep a captain's log.
Yeah.
She looks at me, she's like, what do you mean? I said, well,
yeah, because you fucking
sometimes this place is a whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, wow, what?
Who did we fuck last night?
Oh,
oh
no,
yeah.
No, that would be oh. bad. That would make
very
us
bad. It's very bad.
Very bad people. But we're also very fun people.
Right.
So anyways.
But as far as I know, I mean, we've hung out with people that you've connected with here.
Absolutely.
But you don't necessarily fuck everybody that you, you know what I mean?
No. And
like,
and
it's just sexual
no,
fun and it's great.
You don't
and it's
fuck everybody, but there's definitely, if you're looking for, so for all the listeners out there that are looking for a connection where you can go out and have a good time and connect with other couples and have sex with them, this is definitely the place to be. The only, I think, differentiation from what I understand, not that I've been there, between like Hedo and Temptation, is that you make your connection and you go back to your private space.
Here.
Yeah.
Where
to have it.
At Hedo, you have the option.
There's an option.
Of going to the playroom.
There's open spots.
Open spaces.
Within the resorts,
rooms,
right?
Whatever.
Yeah. Or don't go anywhere
right,
and just
there's
do
affiliations
it at the
with right. Temptation where you can go to Desire, which is an affiliated resort,
right.
If you want to take that next level.
Yeah.
So they're going to be opening up a new Temptation in Punta Cana,
right,
which is going to be a sister resort, and I'm super excited
We're
about it.
So pumped
so
about it.
So the great thing about it is that there's two resorts side by side. One is very similar to this resort here, which
right.
is like a Temptation, which is, you know, like we said and we explained that there's no public sex.
No, and it's not a
you can be topless,
option,
but there's
topless.
No like.
Well, and public. You can make out a little bit or whatever,
yeah,
but it's kind
yeah,
of
yeah, it's sexually charged, but you
mild.
Need to go back to your room, right?
To get it.
Sounds right. like we're doing a lot of advertising for.
I know,
TTR
I know.
And
Hedo well, you
and
know what we said is we should send these episodes to TTR.
I know.
And
get
say,
some,
yeah, listen,
get some endorsements,
you know?
Right?
No, but that, I think, but I think
but that's
our
not
listeners
why,
are interested.
No.
It's not why we're doing it.
No.
We're
no.
really doing it for our listeners.
Because
and to
they're
give
interested.
Them an idea.
We're here. They want
right?
to know and they want to hear it.
Right. right. Because if you check out Hedonism or TTR, they
you'd
have made advertisements and whatever to promote the stuff.
Absolutely.
This right. is real. We're just four people
yeah.
that paid full price.
Nobody pays us to do all this.
No. So no, but I think that's the good thing. And it's the same with the lifestyle. Nobody's paying us to be in the
but
lifestyle.
I think a lot
we're
of
sharing
people
our experience.
Who are listening are wondering because they're thinking, well, should I go?
Right.
Absolutely,
and what should I
you
should. That's the big thing.
And from what I've gathered so far, not and I'm not picking sides. Marley and I love Hedo.
Yeah.
But I think that if you are thinking about the lifestyle and you're not in it and you haven't been hit by that freight train yet or whatever it is that, you know, you're just not there yet.
Yeah.
I think that temptation is a better place to ease into the lifestyle.
It's a stepping stone, easier than Hedo.
Than Hedo is.
Right. Hedo, you get really literally pushed off the cliff and you have to.
Well, you don't have to participate. No, you have to be nude, and it's a smaller, more intimate, like, right. You know, whatever
it's
it is.
It's not
you,
as easy.
Do you have to be nude at Hedo? I didn't think you did.
No, but you're not going to have fun. Everybody if you're does. Not. Right. Like, there's the prude side where there's like five people there. And then there's the nude side, and there's 300 people. Right. It's the same difference as the quiet pool here. There's like 10 people.
Or there's 350 people.
Yeah, but the thing is, you don't have to be topless in the sexy pool. And
right. No, but at Hedo, if you want to be on the fun side, it's nude.
That's just...
No questions asked. And I'm okay with that. But if you're not, so, I mean, it's apples and oranges. You can't compare the two.
There's tons of options out there, and with this new resort opening next year,
so
there's even more options out there, and that will be really nice because you have that one resort that's like Temptation, and the right next door connected to a bridge, I understood.
Correct, yeah. It's going to be a very similar to Hedo or Desire.
Yeah,
so there'll be clothing full optional, nude and clothing playrooms, optional. So if you want a combination of both, you could book a couple room, a couple nights at the one resort and then move over to the other
And then
resort.
Move over to...
So
or you can come to my house where everything goes.
Exactly. Well, I get right on that. Babe.
You don't have a pool.
No. Oh, I'll get one.
It's a blow up pool. Well, we got a hot tub. That's already good.
No, but it's true though, and it's nice to chat about this. And I love that we had this conversation, and we got to kind of come to an end here shortly.
Yeah,
but
because we have Mrs. Naughty's birthday dinner tonight.
Yeah,
and it's not her birthday. But I still have to go and lick her pussy.
Oh, yeah, yes. You got to do that.
You want that done before dinner, after, both?
It's going to have to be after.
It's going to have to be after with the podcast.
See, you got all screwed. Right. Talk too long.
Well, it's not my fault. Yeah. No, it's we're not done. It's Wednesday evening.
No, and it's
and we still have until Sunday. We have the boob screws booked
on Friday. Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
And apparently that's like an orgy on a catamaran.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it
is. Or it can be.
Could be. It just depends on the crowd.
I've made a lot of women squirt on that.
Mr. Naughty's made women squirt on the catamaran.
So funny because the floors are so slippery and they're so wet with women's
squirt
all over.
Oh, my.
I think we all need to go to church when we get home. Our trip isn't done yet.
No.
I think our next episode will maybe be a follow-up on the remainder of our trip.
Yeah, for sure it will be.
I don't know if we're going to be lucky enough to do that with the four of us. Might just be Marley and I. However, we're not done. Stay tuned. I hope you enjoyed our...
the foursome. Well, you know, we're so happy to have Mr. Naughty here because
we're really happy.
Absolutely, that's awesome.
I totally appreciate the offer.
Yeah. Well, we loved having you on. We love having
you know what?
On.
This has been great though because I mean, we do so much in life together at this point in time.
Yep.
Mrs. Naughty has been on the show before.
Right.
We've talked about you guys on the show before. It's a real thing.
It is a real thing. This and I think it's so like, nice that our listeners do get the opportunity to listen to all four of us chat the way we did tonight. And
I agree.
We listen, literally, okay, we have the mics in front of our mouse, but we kind of chatted the way we would chat over dinner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or a barbecue or some drinks on a weekend night.
Yeah, it's a typical Higher Love episode. It's raw. It's real. It's how we feel. I don't, you know, whatever.
Hopefully everybody got that idea of that we are really what we are and what we say we are. And we are going to break this up, unfortunately. Hope you guys liked our little TTR
Caring is sharing. Caring is sharing episode.
Right.
Care Bear episode.
There's no Barney and in this.
No Barney.
I love you. You love me. No. Yeah. We are a happy family.
No. I love you. You love me. Perfect. That is the Teletubbies. We're not Teletubbies either.
Teletubbies.
No, I thought
Barney was I love you. You love me.
Oh, yes. Barney is, yes. But then I thought you were going to do it.
No, Tinky Winky.
Yeah, Winky Dinky, whatever you want to call it.
Winky Dinky Lala. Lala.
I think our podcast is losing.
I think the drinks are getting to us.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe a couple too many tequilas.
Yeah, okay, but
and
we
the
should.
Sexy pool.
But maybe we should do this together on three. Okay.
Right. Well, right, let's do it.
Barney.
Oh, Barney.
One, two, three.
I love you. You love me. We're a happy family
and a knick-knack. Oh, yeah.
No, that's a different song.
Yeah. Anyway,
Batty Whack.
That was good.
Give a dog a bone.
Mr. Naughty is officially signing.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, Mrs. Naughty needs a bone. Sorry, I got sidetracked.
Right.
Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
We love you all. Thank you. Thank you again
JJ's
for listening.
JJ's off the Marley. No, and Mrs. Naughty. No, fuck it.
Whatever.
We're going to go have more fun.
All right.
Bye, guys. We're off.
Off.